honor of Remembrance Day, I have something special to share with you. My granddad was a soldier in World War I, and because his family was very poor when they lived in Ireland, they moved to England to have a better life, and that's why he became part of the Royal Engineers. So my granddad was a practicing Irish Catholic, and one of his experiences when he was in World War I deeply affected him. And so in order to honor the innocent lives that were lost, and he wrote me when I was born a letter with a very special gift that he left me from the war. And when I was old enough, my dad gave it to me. And I understood it, but I never felt or understood the magnitude of this great gift until many decades later. So the realization that he chose me out of, there was four older grandchildren before me, and he chose to leave it to me, I feel a responsibility to share it as often as I can. So I'm honored to share with you a letter that my grandfather wrote to me and to show you what he gave me. This is what happened to him in 1915. So he says, "This is to my dear granddaughter Colleen. I'm leaving you these special beads. Take very good care of them, as they are a very special souvenir. When I was a soldier in France, the convent was bombed and lots of nuns were killed. We were specially hand-picked to bury them, and we had to put on white turquoise and white gloves, and we had to tip our hats on the front of our heads. It was a very sorrowful duty. All of my love, Grandpa Kilkenny. The year was in 1915, a long time ago." Later on, we visited him every weekend at the Veterans Hospital in St. Anne's, because eventually my grandmother wasn't able to take care of him. And he elaborated that each soldier was requested to take something from each of the nuns that they buried in order to keep their memory going and to honor them. So the nun that my grandfather buried was wearing these rosary beads. And they're from, well, it says, from Notre-Dame de Lourdes. So if anybody would like to see them, I would love to share them with you. This was very important to him that her memory continued. And that's it. My grandfather was too old to be in World War II, but because he wanted to continue his service.
Sorry, Colleen, why don't you put it on?
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to thank you, just to let you know, my granddad was 22 when this happened to him, so this is just one awful day of the war, and you can imagine, you know, what the rest was like. Thank you.